Lake Placid, the Olympic Village in the heart of the Adirondacks, is in the midst of upgrading its infrastructure with its Main Street reconstruction project. Mayor Craig Randall, who just started his third and last four-year term due to term limits, says the improvements will help deal with congestion that is normally seen in larger cities.
We're working on the east side of Mirror Lake right now. We're working on improving the stormwater drainage over there to take it away from the lake. We're adding some broadband capability while we're doing it, and refurbishing the sidewalks. There's a lot going on in these projects. The beach house is just finishing up. We've done a lot of work in there in the last year and a half with the intentions of opening the top floor of that building as a community center. The inside work was finished last year. Outside work is in the process of being finished up this week.
Mayor, there's been a very contentious dispute over the Main Street Reconstruction's proposed parking garage and eminent domain proceedings. Does that overshadow the progress being made on the other projects?
You know, we were evaluating that earlier this week, and the bottom line is no one disputes the fact that we have a traffic and a parking problem in Lake Placid. There may be differences of opinion as to the processes that we have to use to move forward. There's some people that, you know, think about maybe a different location for a parking lot would be better. But the truth is the village owns the property where the existing parking is where the retail community is on Main Street. And it makes more sense to expand that footprint than it does to, have to take other property elsewhere. Other issues along Main Street that we're trying to address are aging sewer line systems or wastewater systems. We're under mandates from the state to provide some upgrades and improvements. The time to do it is to do it all at once. So we are trying to, I have been in some discussions with the state. We are trying to solicit their support and assistance with the highway and with Main Street, which is a state highway. Keep in mind that a lot of this infrastructure has been under the street for over 100 years. Keep in mind, too, that there's a recreational bicycle path that the state is proposing to bring into Lake Placid or start from Lake Placid, whichever way you look at it, and we'll eventually bring it onto our main streets. And we're definitely, given the condition of our streets, we're not prepared for for a higher influx of bicycles on our streets. So a lot of those issues we're trying to address. Nobody wants to change the quaintness of our main street. We just simply want to make it a more pleasant experience. So all in all, it's time for Lake Placid to look at a refreshing of our main street in a way that makes sense.
The village also gets more sporting events all the time. There's always rumors of another Winter Olympics. Are officials actively looking at hosting a third Winter Olympics?
We're not aggressively looking to prepare for another Olympic bid, but the reality is, and we've heard our governor say this a couple of times, it's very possible that Lake Placid could host yet another winter event. Would it be done in Lake Placid alone? No. We would be partnered with perhaps another city here in New York State. And those discussions do take place, but I don't think that our hat is hung on that right at the moment. I think our hat is more hung on inviting those events that we're reasonably certain that we can bring to Lake Placid, that want to come to Lake Placid. And we want to maintain our foothold in the winter sports world, and that's a way of doing it. And, you know, along the way, it's highly possible that there may come a time when it might be attractive for New York State to decide that it wants to bid for another Winter Olympics event.
As we start the summer, the governor said earlier this month that all New Yorkers should go to Lake Placid.
The governor's heart is in Lake Placid. I mean, the state is a big supporter of the Olympic Region Development Authority. The governor is very favorably disposed to the Tri-Lakes region. And when you look at what's happening here, I mean, all of the Tri-Lakes communities are blossoming with activities.
Village leaders are pursuing the possibility of hosting major sporting events, including the 2023 World University Games. Lake Placid annually hosts the second oldest Ironman competition in North America. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.